On during the 9 days, are you allowed to buy appliances? Are you allowed to buy appliances? So first of all, we mentioned that it's a general question, do you make a shechiyona when you buy kelim chadashim? So the rule is, you know, it's not really so clear if you buy a new air conditioner, if you buy a new washing machine, a new dryer, do you make a shechiyona? So most of these things you do not. You make a birchas hatoiv vehametiv. The blessing of Atoy Vametiv is less problematic than the bracha of Shechiyonu, because as we mentioned last week, when you make a Shechiyonu, you're mentioning the actual Zaman. Shechiyonu v'kimoni v'giyonu la'zman hazeh, to make a bracha of a Shema Malchus during the 3 weeks is problematic because you don't want to thank Hashem that we are in such a tekufa between the walls of Yerushalayim being breached and the time when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. That is true when you make a bracha Shechiyonu, when you are the only one who derives benefit from this acquisition. But if you buy something for your family, a washing machine, a dryer, you buy a dishwasher, you buy a new microwave, you buy, anything like a new car, these are things typically that the one that will derive benefit is not only yourself, your wife, your children, your family. So the correct bracha would be the bracha HaToiv VeHaMeitiv. So it's not as much of an issue. Yet the issue is, as far as the bracha is concerned, but the issue is, it's still a davar shel simcha. You're having joy. And it says in Shulchan Aruch, Mirosh Chodesh Av, especially from Mirosh Chodesh Av, it's Mochamer during the 9 days, until the Tainis Mimatin Bimase Uvimaton Uvibinyon shel simcha. There's a very big debate among the Paiskim when it says the word simcha, is the word, it says only literally Uvibinyon shel simcha. Maybe when it says in Shulchan Aruch Simcha, Simcha also goes back on the word b'masa u'v'maton. You're only not allowed to gauge in mas. First of all, what does it mean masa u'maton? Does that mean acquisitions to purchase things, or does that mean you're engaging in business to make to earn money, which will put away in your bank account? And when it says Simcha, does that go back on Masa U'matan? Or it's only referring to Binyonim Shel Simcha, which today we don't really have these things where you build a canopy in honor of an upcoming wedding, something along those lines. So this is all a subject of debate among the Paiskim. Some of those who are the most Machmir will tell you that during the 9 days, Mima'atin, B'Masa U'matan, you're not allowed to go to work. You should leave work matin. You should leave work early, which means even in a situation where, make believe situation, you have enough money to live for the rest of your life. Okay, make believe, land a fantasy. Why then are you going to work? I want more. I want more money. Mi sheyesh lo imone roitzer mosayim. You have enough. You have enough money for a long time. But that's how life is. You go to work. It's fun for some people, right? To go and to speculate and to do all these different, whatever you're doing in your field, if you're fortunate to enjoy what you do and to make money, you're in the business. So you want to go and engage in making more money. So the says in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do that. Mimatin bimasa uvimaton. You have to diminish in engaging in earning money when the money that you're earning is not going to be used to put food on the table. If the money that you're earning is there to put food on the table to pay for tuition, that's a davar poshut ad ma'od. You're allowed to go to work, and you can even go to work on Tisha B'Av itself. We're talking about over here where a person has enough to get by, and over here he's not, you know, not everyone is cut out to sit and learn the whole day, or to go run around and do chesed the whole day. People need activities. And he has a very good job. The job brings him respect. He enjoys it. He engages in good things. He's productive. He's able to contribute to society. And in the process, he makes a lot of money. So the halacha, so that's the big question. Should a person during the 9 days be mimayit? On the one hand, it says yes. Mimayit bimasa uvimatan. On the other hand, some of the parts can say no. There's no need to be mimayit, only if that business brings you simcha. The next words are, ubinyan shel simcha, someone learned that the simcha has to also be in the masa uvimatan. So the person, let's review. if you are, if a person, it's a theoretical case for 99.9% of the population, but we can extract from that other halachas, other an understanding, a deeper understanding of what the 9 days are all about. If a person theoretically has enough money to get by for the near future, and he can easily take off from work if he really wants to, and the only reason why he goes to work is because that's his activity, it's a healthy thing to go to work and to contribute to society and to be involved, and he's going to make more money. Should he be mimayit during the 9 days? According to some paiskim, absolutely yes. You should go, if you leave work every day at 7 o'clock, so during the 9 days, leave work at 5 o'clock. You should be mimayit. Other paiskim say no. The only time you're required to be mimayit in this particular situation is if your activities bring you joy. If you're doing it because that's what you do, I'm trained to do this. That's what I do. I'm just a robot. That's my life. I don't necessarily enjoy it, but that's how I live. Then you're not mechuyev to be memayet in your activity because it's not a masa umaton shel simcha. Now for that, now that's one translation of the word masa umatan. It means to engage in making more money. Other mefarshim say the word masa umatan means simply to buy things, to go into the store and to acquire new things. And then we have the same debate. Is it forbidden to purchase new utensils that give you simcha? Or is it forbidden to purchase new utensils even that you do not give you simcha? It's just a simple upgrade. I'll give you an example. You're due to upgrade your cell phone or your smartphone, and it's the 9 days. I'm due for an upgrade. I have time. I don't have a second to breathe. I have to do this, do that, do this, do that. Today is a good day. Today I'm off from work. They let me out early. Today is a good day. I can go into the store and I can trade in my old smartphone for a new smartphone during the 9 days. The new smartphone is far superior, it's more sophisticated. Am I allowed, is it the proper time to make this new acquisition? And I need it. I need it for life. It's not like I'm going on a trip. So it all depends. It really all depends. If your old smartphone is dying, it's dead, and you can't make a telephone call, of course you can do it. That's a davar pashut ad moed. If you need it to live, of course you can do it. I don't need it. Believe me, I can get by for another month easily for another month with my old smartphone. But now is a good time. I have free time to go take care of this. Anyway, I have to take care of it. Anyway, I have to take care of it at some point in time, so I might as well go do it today. Mm-hmm. So the issue is, if you learn that during the 9 days it's usur to engage in masu matan, period, then no, you should not do it. You should not do it because it's not a time to make new acquisitions, period. If you learn that it's only forbidden to engage in new activities which give you simcha, a masa umatan of simcha, you have to ask yourself the question, upgrading to a new smartphone, for me, is that a simcha or is it a headache? For some people, when you get a new smartphone, they're not into this technology. They don't care for it. They don't need it. They don't want it. It's just a necessity of life. And when you get an upgrade, you have to learn how to use it. And learning how to use, there's a learning curve, and it's a big burden. Maybe it is a burden, it's not a burden, but it doesn't really give you any great sense of joy. There are some techies, you know, for them, it's like they'll wait online for weeks in front of Apple until to be the first one online to get the new smartphone. For them, it's a grace of simcha, it's a yomtif. You get a new smartphone, it's a tremendous yom. But the average person, it's not a big simcha, it's just part of life. You get an upgrade, it's a bit of an inconvenience, you have to transfer everything from your old phone to your new phone, you have to know how it works, you have doubts, it works, does not work. Even though when the day is over, you're going to have a shiny new gadget that all of your grandchildren are going to say, wow, can we play with it? But for you, it's no big deal. It's just, that is a dilemma in halacha. During the 9 days, is there a prohibition, is there an inyan, period, to be memayit in acquisitions, period, then it's also not also. You should not do it. If it's only forbidden, if this acquisition is one which gives you joy, then if it does not give you joy, then go, you can do it, provided you do not need to make a shehechianu. If you're going to need to make a shehechianu, then you get into another issue where you're making a bracha that is not ideal during this time of the year. Okay, so it's a gray area of halacha, and it happens more often than you can imagine. People want to buy a new washing machine, a new dryer, they want to buy a new bookcase, they want to buy, you name it. You name it. So the first question you have to ask, are you going to make a shehechianu? Everyone has a different custom with regard to making a shehechianu. Some people will make a shehechianu when they buy a washing machine. Some people will not. What's the difference? Why some yes, some not? That's a different sugya. I don't know. A different sugya. You should make a shehechianu when you buy. You should make a toiva hametiv. So a toiva hametiv is not a shehechianu, because if more than one person derives benefit from your acquisition, you do not make a shehechianu. You make a toiva hametiv. If you make a toiva hametiv, so right away, so far, you can buy it. Anyone can make. Whoever pays for it. What? No, you don't do. No, that's not the way it works. No. The one who pays for it is the one who makes the bracha. There's only one bracha. It's either a shechianu or a toiva hametiv. There's no such thing as making two brachas. She can make. She can be your shliach to make the toiva hametiv. You make it when you use it the first time. Me'ikar hadin, you make the bracha when you purchase it. But we do not do that bizman hazeh for various reasons. So therefore, the first time you use it is when you make the bracha. There are different, and still, as long as it's still called new. How long is it still called new? United States, you're allowed to advertise in the laws of marketing. You can advertise on the label new for 6 months. If Coca-Cola changes their formula and they issue a new version of Coca-Cola, they're allowed, according to American law, to advertise on the bottle new for 6 months. Question, how long are you allowed to say a shehechianu? What is called new? It is not clear at all. Many places can favor, the very, give very short time periods. Right. 3 days.
In a car.
A car, same. The car, the day you take it out of the dealer, the value. The, the, the,